Iranian President Hassan Rouhani censures Western countries for imposing, quote, unjust sanctions on other countries, saying that such sanctions violate all the principles of basic human rights.
Unjust sanctions as manifestation of structural violence are intrinsically inhumane and against peace, and contrary to the claims of those who pursue and impose them, it is not the state and the political elite that are targeted, but rather it is the common people who are victimized by these sanctions. Let us not forget millions of Iraqis who, as a result of sanctions covered in international legal jargon, suffered and lost their lives.
Addressing the 68th meeting of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Rouhani called for a world without violence and extremism. He warned that the negative impact of sanctions would not be limited to the intended targets of the embargo, but rather would affect the economies of other countries as well. Elsewhere in his remarks, the Iranian president said the country was ready for cooperation with the international community based on mutual respect. He censured the Western-led campaign that is trying to portray Iran as a threat, saying that Tehran poses no threat to the region and the world. He stated that, in contrast, Iran is a harbinger of peace and security in a region engulfed in chaos.
Let me say this in all sincerity before this August World Assembly, that based on irrefutable evidence, those who harp on the so-called threat of Iran are either a threat against international peace and security themselves or promote such a threat. Iran poses absolutely no threat to the world or the region, in fact.
Well, let's go to New York and talk to Danish Schechter, editor of MediaChannel.org. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Schechter, first of all, how was President Rouhani's speech received in America?
Well, I don't know how it's been received yet, but his presence here has certainly shaken things up. President Obama devoted quite a bit of the time in his own speech to exploring and justifying contact with Iran, talking about the need for talks, the possibility of talks after 30 years. He also phrased, interestingly enough, Iran's objections to the United States, including the overthrow of the Iranian government and the support for the Shah. So he's aware of how the Iranian people feel, and his speech was intended to indicate, send a signal that they are willing in Washington to talk with Iran. John Kerry is apparently going to be exploring conversations with the possibility of conversations between our president and your president next week.
Of course, I mean, whenever the Iranian president stressed the need for nuclear talks with complete transparency in his speech, I mean, are we going to see a new chapter in Iran's interaction with the West?
Well, you know, Iran has been repeatedly saying it's not developing a nuclear bomb. Your former president told me that directly and personally, that they were not building a bomb. But nobody wanted to believe that because fear is a great way to keep the military-industrial complex humming. And Israel, of course, has been striking a negative chord on every single thing that's being said by either side, the United States or Iran, to try to torpedo these talks. So it's a very precarious situation. The United States wants Iran to show concrete actions, and Iran, I guess, wants the United States to do the same in terms of relaxing sanctions, which do target ordinary people, as I discovered when I was in Tehran and saw the difficulty that many people in Iran are having because of American sanctions.
And speaking of those sanctions that you mentioned, I mean, whenever the American Congress has the authority to lift or impose sanctions, how do you think how successful will Obama be in convincing the Congress or persuading them to lift the sanctions if he wants better ties with Iran?
Well, right now, Obama, you know, is having a basic revolution against him in the Congress, or at least among the Republicans led by the Tea Party. Want to shut down the government, want to, you know, basically demolish his health care plan So there's a battle going on in Washington, whether or not the Congress would be receptive to any proposals that he might make about Iranian policy remains to be seen. Don't forget, there's a lobby there, not only on the part of the military industrial suppliers, but also the Israeli lobby, which is really against any sort of peaceful, you know, breakthrough here. So this is a big political fight in the United States, and that's why Obama is trying to couch this in a way of sort of signaling an interest in these talks, but not giving away anything yet.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Danny Schechter, editor of MediaChannel.org from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir, as always.